Dr. Oliver, thank you for extending to me the honor of speaking at this Founders Day celebration, dedicated to recognizing faculty, staff, and students who are part of the move to the, quote, new campus. Some of the fantastic people who are part of making that move are here today. It's my pleasure to call attention to Dr. Barefoot, whom you've already heard from. Dr. Barefoot was my major professor when I was a student here in 1856. I had introduced Dr. Barefoot to speak at a meeting of presidents and deans a number of years ago and mentioned the fact that he was my major professor. And when he got to the podium, he said, "You have to understand, I was a very young professor, and Dr. A.G. was an older student." One of the greatest teachers I ever sat under, who shaped so much in me in a hunger for learning. And the joy in 1975 of being able to sit alongside him on the executive cabinet and work together as we tried to shape those early days. Students, this is one of the greats in Union's history. Maginell Brewer, who was Dean of Students when we came out here with the awesome task of reshaping the whole approach to residential life and adapting to a new campus, who could guard the walls around the girls' housing with a ferocity that intimidated all the guys. It's a wonder any of them married a student who was here when they were here. I wish Bob Elliott could have been here today. Bob was the Vice President for Business Affairs, who was a miracle worker. When it came time to move and the bid came in for what it would cost to move a campus from a 150-year location to a new location, it was far more than we could afford. So Bob rented trucks. I think one of the reasons I was brought on the staff in the spring of 1975 was that they needed young backs. We all pitched in and packed up and moved the campus. So many faculty that were a part of that move have remained dear friends. Charles Baldwin was one of my faculty colleagues, doubles partner in tennis, the guards on the faculty intramural basketball team that won the intramural championship one year. Just mentioning that, in fact. So many others. Marilyn, if you were on the faculty back then, I may have missed seeing you. Would you stand up again? Let us recognize you. Yes, Marilyn. And there were some staff here, too, at the same time. If you were on the staff when we moved, stand up, please. Thank you. Don Morris was director of financial aid, golf coach, and whatever else we needed him to do. An honor to serve alongside my fraternity brother, Don Morris, in that exciting moment of moving. The students who moved with us, who had started their college experience on the old campus and relocated, it was not what they started for, but they finished. Would you stand up if you were a student here when we made the move? All right, great. There's a whole row of roommates who were freshmen that first year. Still look just like freshmen. The These colleagues still hold a very special place in my heart because of the exciting pilgrimage of planning, fundraising, moving, and launching this new era in Union's history. In the late 1960s and early 70s, there was a popular song from a Broadway musical, Man of La Mancha, that would be recorded by the likes of Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley and Andy Williams and many others. The lyrics described what was going on at Union at the time. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. But the lyrics went, to dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go. The song went on to talk about following the unreachable star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far. To fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. That describes what was going on here in the late 60s and early 70s. Union had a president, a board, and some friends who were willing to dream the impossible dream and pay the price in energy, sacrifice, and determination to make that dream become a reality. Dr. Robert Craig became president of Union in 1967, 1968. He and the board launched the effort to buy the land we're on today. With few resources but a dream and a vision, they crafted a plan. They called for raising millions to buy this land and begin the process of designing a new campus. Dr. Craig was a visionary. It already led one Baptist college, Southwest Baptist College in Missouri, from being a two-year school to a four-year school, and it led them to relocate their campus to a new space. As a professor and dean of two other Baptist colleges, he had crafted a vision of what, in his mind and heart, a distinctively Christian, unapologetically Baptist institution ought to be. He led Southwest Baptist to be committed to that dream and vision and brought those convictions to Union in 1967. A layman with a backbone and courage and a deep and powerful prayer life. I told him one time, it is fitting for him to be president of a school whose mascot is a bulldog. Because when Dr. Craig got hold of an idea, he didn't turn it loose. He dreamed a dream. He wanted Union not only to be academically strong, but unapologetically Christian, unashamedly Baptist. His real dream, and I'm not sure it's found written anywhere, but he talked to me about it in the process of praying me here. Because when he first called, I said, I don't think so, Dr. Craig. I've just dealt with another college and said, I feel like I'm going to be a pastor the rest of my life. He said, I think you're wrong. And I said, okay, let's make a covenant of prayer for 2 weeks. You don't talk to me and I won't talk to you about what I should do. Within 10 days, I was eaten up with the reality that I was supposed to be here. It touches me deeply to know that his granddaughter, Abby Williams, is one of your fellow students now. He would be so pleased that you're here, Abby. The idea of relocating a 150-year-old campus was crazy to most people, some on campus and some off campus. The fact is that as insane as the idea sounded, there were board members who shared the dream and vision and were willing to devote countless hours and days to helping make that dream become reality. I joined the Board of Trustees in 1972 when I was pastor at Ardmore Baptist Church. Two of my youth group are here today, Union alums. I was quickly caught up in the excitement of thinking bigger thoughts about Union than I ever thought possible. When Dr. Craig approached me in February of 1975 and asked me to become Dean of Religious Affairs and to teach courses in applied ministry to church vocation students, when I finally yielded to what I knew in my heart God wanted me to do, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. Being at Union, a place where God had done so much in my life, was an awesome experience. The impossible dream became reality when in the summer of 1975, we packed up the old campus and moved here. You can't imagine the excitement we all felt at the idea of beginning a new chapter in the history of this great university. The students who made the move and who started with us at that first freshman class were fantastic. Moving into student housing that was fresh and innovative, attending classes in brand new spaces, capturing a vision of making an impact on their world by learning that dreams and visions can become reality. Teaching those students made a powerful impact on their world and on mine, and my understanding of my own destiny. And students who were here then, your lives enriched my life so much. The faculty who were here shared a camaraderie that was exceptional across disciplinary lines, stirred by a fresh awareness of a golden opportunity to make a difference in this sacred place. Things happened beyond our imagination. Maggie, we designed this place for 1,200 students. In 5 years, we had reached 1,375 to become the fastest growing private college in the Southeast. Students, you're thinking, is a history lesson all we're going to hear today? There's more to this than just a history lesson, I assure you. I want you to know that Union is a place that nurtures dreamers and visionaries. Long before the move, teachers, school administrators, college professors, college presidents at one time, there were more Baptist college presidents who were Union alums than from any other Baptist institution. Business entrepreneurs, CEOs of major companies, doctors, lawyers, artists were being shaped at Union in the Union legacy. Faculty poured their lives into their students, capturing their imagination with visions of what they could become and what they could accomplish, stirring in them the reality that God had shaped each of them with potential to be more and do more than they ever dreamed possible. A new campus and a new location was really just a natural extension of the Union legacy. The place that seeks to ignite in you today the willingness to dream a dream that you can make a difference in your world. It may be like that biology major among the students who made the move that you got to hear from last semester, named Jeff Palmer, who went on to get his master's degree and devote his life to helping people in third world countries learn how to grow more nourishing food, and now heads up the Southern Baptist Global Relief Effort, responding to devastating natural disasters across this world. Or Dr. Ann Singleton, another of the students who made the move, who caught the vision of her calling to come back to her alma mater to nurture more dreamers and visionaries. It may be like that baseball player Jackie Vaughn, who made the move and went on to invest his life as teacher, principal, coach, and worship leader in his church right here in West Tennessee. Or that other baseball player named Donnell Wilson, who left here to earn his master's degree at Southern Illinois University and taught there for 40 years while he was pastor of a church in the Carbondale, Illinois. Donnell, great to see you. Or it may be like that other baseball player who made the move named Tommy Sadler, who felt God's call to come back to his alma mater to lead our athletic programs. Or it may be like the doctors, lawyers, business leaders who continue to make their alma mater shine because of their commitment to make a difference in our world. Or it may be like that physics scholar graduate named Wayne Brown, who was the academic dean leading faculty in contributing to the planning of the new campus, who has devoted his life to leading higher education systems and institutions to accomplish greater things than they ever thought possible. Union University is a place where you learn to dream, where you run the risk of being captured by a vision of excellence that takes you to places you never dreamed you would go and do things you never dreamed you would do. You see, God brought you here because He wants you to somehow begin to think beyond the now, to realize that there's so much more to you than what you now know. That this thing called potential is real. Yesterday, Union celebrated its 193rd birthday. And no, I was not a student when it started. What we are today is a result of God's activity, bringing leaders to this place who dreamed of Union being strong and influential in the world of higher education. They brought their best efforts and sacrificially led this institution to want to be more and better. And God's not through with that legacy yet. Dr. Oliver, administrators, faculty, and staff, God brought you here. And for all it is a job to you to get to do your thing, I hope you're happy somewhere else. God brought you here to dream a dream, to shape a vision for Union's future. That will honor God and see greater things happen in this place in the future. Students, God brought you here to learn, to grow intellectually and spiritually, to gain a deeper understanding of who you are and what possibilities there are for you to make a difference, not just make a living. My prayer, and it has been going on a long time, is that you will be captured by the Union legacy, that you will dare to dream dreams and see visions of possibilities for impact in whatever career or profession you find yourself. The roll call of the greats who have walked these halls and the halls of the old campus longer than we could read to you in a year. They've made a difference. And my earnest prayer for you is that you will be a dreamer and a visionary too. And my earnest prayer is that God will bless this place beyond our wildest dreams and imagination. Dr. Oliver, I pray for you daily by name. I pray for faculty and staff and students here, because this is more than just a place that you come to get a degree. It's a place where you discover yourself and you learn to think and you learn to work and you dare to dream. May God bless Union University.